Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh, I always put my headphones on and listen to that one. I love that tune. Is that that Julia Michaels chick that you love so much?
It is, yes.
Yeah. What, and who's the guy?
J.P. Sachs.
J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels. I love that song, has grown on me so much. I love it. I should listen to more songs by them. I won't, but, you know, I should. All right, let's hop into the news here. Happy Hump Day.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like these, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential service in their branches and offices. Oh. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Fremont Bank.
Great job.
Yep. How it's done.
So it's going to be warm today, everyone.
Oh, how warm? What is it looking like? Way warmer than yesterday? Because yesterday was another really nice day.
Yeah, I think it's going to be way warmer. I mean, it depends on where you're at, but yeah. I was seeing yesterday when I checked, it was like 10 degrees hotter.
Oh,
that's hot.
Yeah. In San Francisco, you're going to be pushing 80 today.
Wow.
Like 76, 78 in that range. And that's for the next couple days. So
that's nice for San Francisco. The rest of us, though, are going to be sweltering.
Let me see. Not Tahoe. Let me look at San Jose real quick as my app figures it out. Yeah, yeah. San Jose today is looking at over 80. Almost 90 tomorrow. Actually, you're in the 80s the rest of the week, everybody. In San Jose, yeah. So, and 80s isn't that bad.
No, certainly. I mean, so, Jesus, it's, you know.
It is summer.
When it starts getting really, like, all right. And then if you break double digits, you know, you can't even leave your house. I mean, I suppose you can.
Yeah, I mean, I think that some people are built for it. I'm not. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is like, I don't want to be out here.
Yeah, I want to be in the shade.
If I'm going to be outside, I'm going to be in the water somewhere. So,
right.
Anyway, so let's get started. I'll update you on a few sort of breakthrough things here.
Okay.
It looks like there may be a drug that's working to save coronavirus sufferers' lives. A scientist in the UK announced, quote, a major breakthrough yesterday as trials have found a cheap, common steroid called dexamethasone. I may have said that wrong, but it's reduced the death rates of people with severe COVID-19 cases by about one third. And they're starting to recommend that, you know, hospitals stock up on this and start using it. The results show that the drug should immediately become part of the standard care for patients with extreme cases.
Wow.
What they really want to point out, though, is this is not a way to prevent coronavirus. So don't try to go find it and start taking it now. It's not how you will somehow stay safe. That continues to be a mask. That's how you'll stay safe.
Right.
And Anthony, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, if this is, I also read this yesterday, and it's, you know, it's like takes the death rate down by like a third, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not a total cure or anything, but if we can get a vaccine going and we have some hope for people who are on oxygen or on a ventilator or something, like that's a huge step toward getting back to normal and feeling safe in the world again.
Well, and everyone who's been able, you know, stayed home, and you say, oh man, we you know, torched the economy over this. Well, no, I mean, it did give us time for things like this to appear.
Right.
And this, you know, if you get sick now, there's a better chance you'll be okay on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. We're getting confirmation now from Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci just confirmed that the reason they were telling us not to wear masks in the beginning of the pandemic was because they didn't have enough for the people who really needed them. Well, we already knew that.
Yeah.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Thanks for confirming what we already knew. Appreciate it.
We saw through your sneakiness pretty quickly in the process. Wait a minute. So you want people in hospitals to wear them, but you're telling us they won't work? Ha!
Yeah. I think that chick on YouTube said it best, probably.
Right.
You know.
Anyway, he just
They won't help you, but you might die if you don't wear one. So
they were afraid people would hoard them.
Well, of course, and people did anyway.
Right. Right, exactly right. But they say in hospitals were in such, they had such major shortages that it became a thing. And it was a thing for sure.
And frankly, if anything changes in this, they ought to mandate that hospitals have a year's back supply. I mean, I think that if anyone should be stockpiling these things in the off season, it should be hospitals. Like, they need to make sure that they have some real depth in their supply closets.
No doubt. The quarantine has closed the parenting gap, they say, as dads have done 58% more childcare during these past few months than they'd normally do. Moms are still doing the bulk of childcare, but the gap is a lot closer than
before. Would you say
before.
You're doing more than 58% more than you were doing before? I feel like you're doing 100% more than you were doing before.
Yeah, I'm still doing half or less than half of what my wife is doing, and yet I'm doing 200% more than I did before. Absolutely.
Because you would get up, go to work, they'd be gone during the day.
Right.
You'd see them, you know, for dinner, give them a kiss goodnight, and go to bed.
Yeah, right. That's where my sweet spot is. I can give you 2 solid hours of good times.
Mm.
And then my patience is up, and I am over it.
Yeah.
And I start to get like, okay, I'm looking around at other things. I got other stuff to do on my list.
I have a list.
Right. I have stuff to, dad's got stuff to do. But this really, I told you earlier when we were talking about it, the real burn is you see your kid sort of, and you're like, oh man, you know, the kid can't go outside. They can't, you know, it's a real pickle. There's no question that this has created new problems for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm doing a lot more than I did before. And I think most dads are. What are you going to do?
How could you not?
I'd love for you to explain how you said, no, I'm not going to help you with that.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you'd love to hear that, how that worked out.
You know, I'm sure, like, imagine you're that person's wife. And
you might not be the wife for much longer.
Well, dad, you know, dad just said what? Oh, really? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Everybody's maxed out right now. So
you
got
to still be in the house with that person.
Right.
That you just said no to and went in, you know, for your 1 o'clock or whatever.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
Well,
that never
happened. I think we all know why.
I don't think you know anything. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
I know some stuff.
A designer in San Francisco is selling something that's clever, but also very creepy. One of the questions people had about the masks is, how will my phone know it's me? How will my phone open? It won't know it's me. It's the Face ID. How with the mask on? Well, a company in San Francisco has come up with the Face ID mask, which has printed the lower half of your face.
I know you're trying to show me that, but it's turning into Nicole's cleavage. I can't.
What?
Yeah. because it's not a human, it's just superimposing her over it. Yeah.
Nicole. Yeah. I'm gonna have to take the.
Yeah, take the background off and let's have a look at this. So they're printing your face on a mask.
Yes. Hmm.
I like this. You know, I mean, it is incredibly difficult to put in your passcode instead of the Face ID. So I can see why people would want this. Does it actually work?
Can you see that?
Oh, wow. That is fully that person's face.
Let me show you a picture of a person wearing it. 1 second.
Okay. I'd be a little freaked. Oh, boy. That is a... That's a hot redhead to begin with. Yeah, she's hot. There's something wrong with the face, but at first glance, you can't put your finger on what it is. And then you realize, the bottom half is just printed.
Right. What they're saying here is this face mask from a distance looks like you don't have one on. Right. As you get closer, it looks like something is seriously wrong.
And then it reveals itself. And it works on phones, huh? I'm actually surprised that a phone would buy that.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're calling, let me see. Mask-alike? I guess that's what it's called. But anyway, and they say that they're working on making the N95 masks available in the same version. But right now, it's just the plain mask.
A cloth mask.
I'm not really interested in that, but there may be people who are.
I've definitely been like, phone, why aren't you opening up? And then I go, oh, yeah, I have a mask on. And then I type in those four numbers. It's really hard. I type in the code, and I'm like, oh, phew, my phone's still opened. It is slightly less convenient.
Check this out. So the headline reads, man escapes death on BART tracks in Berkeley after woman allegedly pushes him onto the tracks in front of an oncoming train. They say this guy was
waiting. Was she trying to kill him?
It looks like it, yeah. A man waiting for a BART train in Berkeley Station narrowly escaped death. This was Monday night after he was pushed by a woman onto the tracks in an unprovoked attack.
Oh.
The victim was waiting for the train shortly after 9 p.m. when he was shoved by the woman from the edge of the platform onto the trackway, which is about 5 feet down, they say. He scrambled to safety in a narrow crawl space moments ahead of the approaching three-car northbound train. It sounds like he went underneath. If you've ever looked at the tracks or looked over the side, there is a little nook.
Yeah.
That,
I wonder
that
if they
the
do that on purpose.
They got to, right? I mean, that'd be the only way that you could survive that if you couldn't get up the platform.
Right.
So it sounds like that's how he was able to save himself. So they say it looks like it was an unprovoked attack between two strangers. He had his back turned.
Strangers.
Yeah. The suspect was lying on a bench on the platform, appears to have suddenly leapt to her feet and pushed the victim with both hands in front of the oncoming train.
So she's a psycho.
It doesn't sound like that would be
a normal
behavior.
Thing.
Right.
Did he say something to her? Did he insult her in some
way?
They're
saying here, no, that these two had not had any contact with each other. It looks like he only suffered a minor ankle injury, but that they were able to find the person. About 11 hours after the attack, Berkeley police spotted a woman matching the description of the suspect sleeping on a street-level bench near the station. So she didn't even run for it. So, it sounds like she's got
some kind
of...
Well, maybe she thought the guy died. Well, I guess she wouldn't have thought that. She probably got out of there. That's an insane story. Like, just to know that there's people out there. Like, look, I joke about it all the time, but I'm never going to push anybody off a cliff. I mean, I hope. You know what I mean? And that would be like someone I had something in for. Like, okay, let's go for a hike, you.
Well, you remember
that
story.
To push a stranger.
I can't remember either of the little girls' names. I shouldn't even say little girl. I don't remember their age either. But there was a stabbing at a BART station, I think in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Either way, it was just one of those things. Random. There you are, sitting in a crowd of people just waiting for the train. And someone who's got something wrong with them decides,
I'm going to kill some people.
Something's happening now. I've decided to make trouble. Anyway, they have booked this person in the jail. They caught her and booked her.
And she's a murderer.
They booked her on attempted murder, but we'll see. It doesn't sound like that's a person.
Right, who has it all together.
Right.
Boy, that's...
Her name was Nia Wilson.
Nia, right. I remember that.
Oh, the girl that was stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Did she die? She died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, her throat was slashed.
It was her and her sister, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, horrible. But right, senseless stranger violence.
Like there you are, just waiting for a train.
You're not
even looking around. Why would you? Except that now you need to think about that.
Oh,
our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The only time the face mask ID is annoying is the apps I have set up with it and have no idea what the password is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dr. Fauci was our hero during the AIDS crisis. Back in the 80s and 90s, he was the CDC, and I lived in Atlanta. He was out there on top of the research and made himself available to all of us who were working like mad to deal with the sick and dying. He was our hero. We could count on him when no... Oh, boy. Sorry.
Well, that's actually... That's good news. I don't know much about Fauci at all, other than he seems to be the voice of reason in this whole thing. But obviously, he's a... I don't know how old he is. He looks like he's in his 60s or 70s, so...
Yeah, he may have been a young man during that period. Oh, there it is. When nobody else was showing up, we can count on the fact that he is doing whatever is needed with the corona crisis. I'm not saying the guy's a bad guy. In fact, he has been pretty solid during all of this. But when they came out with the don't wear masks, it was so clearly a misdirection. And I understand what the point was, so that we wouldn't hoard them and that they could, you know, get them to our first, you know, responders. But
right. But at the same time, they were saying, you know, because I started making masks right away, and I can't even remember. I remember them saying the N95 masks need to go to hospitals. You can wear a cloth mask. And then they were saying people were putting cloth masks over the N95s to keep them cleaner and more and useful longer. But it was, yeah, they were saying they're not going to help you at all. And it was maybe a month in that they started going, okay, well, maybe they, you know, especially if you're sick. They're actually more helpful if you're sick because your sputum isn't going out into the air.
Mm-hmm. Right. 510 says, love you guys so much. Is it the butt? Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest thing you've ever
Vinny,
said.
Vinny, gross.
Well, she's got a follow-up to that candle, and we all know what the first one smelled like. Why wouldn't it be the butt?
Vinny, you had me rolling with the butt candle. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, I wish it was the butt.
Oh, I thought, what else could it have been? I didn't even think of what she ended up, what it ended up being.
Yeah.
I'd love to check that out, though. I mean, you know, what would I have to spend to get both candles over almost
$150
bucks. Two? Yeah,
$150 plus shipping, so, and tax probably. So yeah, about $200.
I'm not that curious, I'll tell you that. Besides, I don't
plus
even think
I don't
be all
actually
stirred up right now. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I don't want. I doubt that it actually does smell like her area. Probably just smells like a scented
candle.
Wait a minute.
You're telling me I'm going to buy the candle and it's not going to smell like that?
Right. That's what I'm telling you. That's a marketing deal. Hey, can one of you guys in the research department look up that original candle and read the what it smells like, and then Vinny can tell us if that is in fact something that let's just run those ingredients by
Wait,
him.
Are you so?
Actually, let me ask you this: find me like a pumpkin spice latte candle's ingredients, and then that one, and we'll see if he can choose which one of those.
Oh, there's a test.
Has,
okay,
yeah.
This will be fun.
I
sure.
mean, not the, don't do the pumpkin spice one. Find like another one that has a few elaborate ingredients.
All right,
and we'll see if Vinny can. Well, it's time to play
in.
A game. Yeah.
Okay.
Which one of these smells like Gwyneth's area?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Potpourri.
Besides the test.
You know, I have the chart, so the very best songs in the country. But we're going to talk about Juneteenth a little bit and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.